Can one make a bracha on a dvar iser, a non-kosher food? Now, most of the time when people eat non-kosher food, they also don't make brachas. But strange things happen. Or there could be cases where a person wasn't aware. A person finds out after the fact that he thought it had ashgacha and it really doesn't have ashgacha and likely it's not kosher. Or there could be other situations. It's not necessarily non-kosher food, but it was obtained unlawfully, stolen. It's chametz, and he finds out the store he bought it from after Pesach didn't sell its chametz. It's chametz over love of Pesach. Could be various situations that could theoretically arise. Or let's say he's eating it peheter. Let's say it's a pikuach nefesh situation. It's for medicinal purposes. Would a bracha be recited? The Gemara never exactly deals with this head on. But there is a Gemara, a famous Gemara in Bava Kama, Tzadi Dalet, which says, if a person steals wheat and he grinds it up into flour and he bakes bread and he's mafresh challah and he's going to make a bracha, ein ze mevarech ela minayit. That's not a bracha, that's called blaspheming. So the question is, what does this mean? First of all, is this limited to the case of a mitzvah? In the case of challah, it's a mitzvah. Is that different than a birchas hanehenin, where maybe the main thing is if you got hana, you have to make a bracha? Number one. Number two, when it says ein ze mevarech ela minayit, does that mean you don't make a bracha, or does that mean it's disrespectful to the Ribono Shel Olam? That doesn't mean that you're not chayav to make a bracha. So this is the machlokas harishonim, the Rambam and a school of Rishonim paskin that one does not make a bracha. Rambam says it doesn't make a difference if it was b'shogeg, b'mezid. If you eat a dvar iser, there is no bracha. The Rush and the Raivid there on that Rambam disagree, and they say that one would make a bracha. For example, the first mission in the seventh parak of Maseches Brachos says a person eats tevel ein mizamnin alav. You don't count him for a zimun. The implication is that he's benching. You just don't count him for a zimun. He can't be mitzari for a zimun, but he would have to say a bracha. So if he got hana, why should he do another? So he did an iser. He ate something that was a. Why should he do another iser of not saying a bracha upon the hana that he got? So the Rosh Paskins, the Ravid Paskins, that one would make a bracha on any achila, even if it was be'iser. Psak in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi Vav is that one would not make a bracha if a person eats a devar iser. What about the case, however, where it wasn't actually usher for him? It's non-kosher food, but it was mutter for him. It's, let's say, a situation of pikuach nefesh. So there, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that one would make a bracha. It's the aveira that prevents one from being able to make the bracha. Quotes that the Rush brings, that if a person eats on Yom Kippur, not only does he bench, but he even mentions Yom Kippur. You'd even say Yalla V'yavo. So it's true that the Rush passings, you always make a bracha on non-kosher food as well. But the Beis Yosef says the Rambam would agree to this. And the Bach disagrees. The Bach says there's a difference between, I accept the din about Yom Kippur. He says there's a difference between eating heter b'shas iser and eating iser b'shas heter. In other words, the Bach says like this, the din that you're not allowed to make a bracha on non-kosher food is not because of the aveira. It's because the food, the chefta, the food is not roi for a bracha. You can't make a bracha on non-kosher food. And there, even though it's beheter, you would not make a bracha. So as mentioned, the psak in Shulchan Aruch is, one would make a bracha in such a circumstance, even though the Bach disagrees. In general, the psak of Shulchan Aruch is accepted psak that one would make a bracha. Vad Yosef Kedarko assumes that if there's a machlokas aposkim, it counts as a suffik, and suffik brachos lahakel even against the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, so he says you would not make a bracha. But to the best of my understanding, the vast majority of other poskim say, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if it's b'makom sakana, one would make a bracha. The Taz there writes, quoted by the Mishnah Brura, that this would be true of any situation where there's not actual aveira. So let's say it was bishogeg, a person didn't realize. He didn't realize. After the fact, he finds out. So the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Taz that one would make a bracha acharona in such a case. Although, as mentioned, in a case of eating machal iser, all agree that one would not count for a zimun. So would not count for a zimun, although he himself should make a bracha. What about in the case of pikuach nefesh? Would he then count as a zimun? The poskim are not sure. They say, eat by yourself and not with other people. Have a wonderful day. Please do pick up the chairs. Have a great Shabbos.